昨天我来到教堂，就觉得这个地方一切都非常整洁，非常美丽。
Yesterday, when I first came to our church, your church, I feel everything so tidy and clean.
在这样的房子里面有这么高的这个天花板呢，是不容易的。In
such a building, you have a high ceiling. It's not easy.
每一堂的聚会都有不同漂亮的花，我看这都是姐妹的功劳啊。And
in each meeting, we have all the different beautiful flowers. I think it's all because the efforts from different sisters.
有一个老太太，她中了头奖，500万。US? Yes.
There's a old lady who won a lotto. The first prize, $5 million.
她非常高兴。
She was so excited.
可是她不敢告诉她的先生。
But she was afraid to tell her husband.
因为老先生有心脏病。
Because her husband has a heart problem.
她已经昏倒过几次。
He has fainted a couple times.
她很怕受刺激啊。
She's afraid the husband would get too excited.
可是又不能不告诉她。
But she couldn't help to tell him.
要请什么人告诉她呢？
So who should he invite to tell him the good news?
想来想去，还是要请教会的牧师比较好。
After thought, she decided to invite pastor to tell the good news.
这个老先生身体不好，已经好久没去教会了。
This old elderly husband has been sick because sickness. He hasn't been to church for a couple of years.
他一定很高兴能够看见牧师来看他。
He must be very happy to see pastor visit him.
这个牧师啊，最近很忙，因为教会盖礼拜堂啊，要很多钱呢。
Because church has a building project, needs a lot of money, so the pastor has been very busy.
可是老太太没有想到其他更合适的人，所以还是请牧师去吧。
But because the wife couldn't think of any other candidate more appropriate, so she still decided to ask the pastor to visit her husband.
牧师去的时候就很小心谨慎，千万不能讲错话。
So the pastor has to be very careful to not make any mistakes in the conversation.
他一看见老先生就说：“哎呀，好久没看见你了，很想念你。”
And when the pastor visited, the husband said, "Wow, brother, we haven't seen you for a long time. I really miss you."
最近你身体好吧？
How have you been doing lately?
他们坐下来以后就开始喝茶。Now
when they sit down, they start drinking tea.
牧师说：“我今天来没有事情，就是跟你见见面，喝喝茶。”The
pastor said, "I didn't come for any purpose today. Just want to have a drink, a tea."
他很怕他会晕倒。Because
he's afraid that the husband will faint.
可是讲了半天都很难进入主题。But
after a while, they still couldn't cut into the right topic.
这个老先生时间太长了，太累了也不行啊。You
know what? After a while, this elderly husband, elderly brother will feel tired.
他想大概我这样说吧。So
the pastor say, "Okay, let me put it this way."
老伯伯啊。
Old brother.
我问你一个问题啊。May
I ask you a question?
假如你有500万块钱，你怎么样？
What if you had $5 million? What are you going to do with the money?
那个老先生说：“这是假的吗？不是真的吗？”
The elderly brother said, "Wow, this is just not a true story. It's fake." So
他说：“假如我有500万，我全部都奉献给教会。”
Oh, if I had $5 million, I'll give all to church.
哪晓得牧师突然昏倒了。<laughs>
Who knows? The pastor faint, not the old brother faint.
有一个小的国家的领袖要到美国来访问。
There's a leader in a small country planning to visit U.S.
这个总统要请他到白宫去见面。
So the U.S. president decided to invite him to be the guest in White House.
他要好好的补习英文。
And this president from the small country decided to have a crash course on the English.
他的英文老师跟他讲有两句话是非常有用的。
So the English tells the president said there are two sentences very important.
你一定要好好的学,
you gotta practice well and remember it.
不要忘了。
Don't forget.
第一句呢就是,
the first sentence.
How are you? 你好吗?
How are you? 你好吗?
那他一定会说 I'm fine. How about you?
And the president will most likely reply, "Yes, I'm fine. 我很好. How about you? 你怎么样的?
你就说 Me too.
And then you just reply, 我也是跟你一样.
我也是,
me too.
我也是.
我也是如此。
How are you?
So how are you?
Me too.
Me too.
好 ，How are you? Me too. How are you? 他在飞机上一直在念。
So he keep practicing these two. How are you? Me too. In the on the airplane.
当他进到白宫的时候
，When he enters the White House.
突然一紧张
，Suddenly he was so nervous.
他第一次看见一个黑总统是很紧张。
First time he sees African American president.
他说他就说 Who are you?
Suddenly he said Who are you? Not How are you?
他问你是谁
？And they say Who are you?
Obama 很少人问他你是谁。
Not too many people ask Obama, President Obama, Who are you?
他也忘记说我是美国总统了。
And then Obama forgot to say I'm a U.S. president.
他说 I am Michelle's husband. 他说我是 Michelle 的丈夫。
Then he said I'm Michelle's.Michelle 说我是我太太我是我太太 Michelle 的先生
那个人说 me too
and this brother said me too 我也是 OK
我们基督徒礼拜天早上是庆祝耶稣从死里复活
We Christian come to church to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ
让我们忘记我们自己就想到神的伟大
Let's forget ourselves just focus on the greatness of our God
他死了他又从死里复活了
He died, he resurrected
他只活到永永远远
He will live forever and ever
我们在这里欢喜快乐敬拜他
We come here to worship joyfully
今天早上我要给大家看一节圣经
Today I would like to share Bible verse with you.
约伯记第二十二章二十一节。
It's in Job, chapter 22, verse 21.
你要认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。
Submit to God and be peace with Him. In this way, prosperity will come to you.
认识神。
To know God, to submit to God.
这是一个非常重要的题目。
It's a very important topic.
我昨天晚上讲到的时候啊，有一点急了。
When I had the meeting last night, I was kind of a rush.
我讲得特别快。
I was so fast.
我有点对不起昨天晚上翻译的王。
Huiming,
Sorry
to Huiming, the translator last night.
今天我特别提醒我自己。
So I try to remind myself.
我一定要给 Margaret 足够的时间。
I'm fine. He will give me enough time to translate.
你要认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。
So submit to God and be peace with Him. In this way, prosperity will come to you.
一个人认识神。他会得到神所给的平安。
When a person knows God, he will enjoy the prosperity and peace from God.
福气也必领到他。
And the prosperity will come as well.
神是怎样的一位神
？So what is God? Who is he?
圣经全圣经的第一句话就提到神。
The first verse in the Bible mentioned about God.
起初神。创造天地。
In the very beginning, God created the world.
那里讲到有神。
And that verse, it mentioned there is God.
天地万有都还不存在的时候，神已经存在，他创造了这一切。
When there's nothing exists in the universe at that time, God already existed.
这一句话就否定了无神论。
So only this sentence already denied the atheism theory.
有神。
There is God.
这一句话也否定了多神论，不是很多神，只有一位神。
This also denies the poly God theory that there's only one God in the universe.
我今天要用圣经的四个字跟大家介绍神。
Today I would like to share four words in the Bible to introduce our God.
我只希望大家记住四个字。
I only want everybody to remember these four words.
第一个字。
Number one.
就是约翰福音第四章第二十四节里面讲到神是灵。
The first one is written in John 4:24. God is spirit.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
记住这个字，灵。
Remember spirit.
到底神是怎么样的一位神
？So who is God indeed?
神是灵。
God is spirit.
身体是看得见的，灵魂是看不见的。
You can see your physical body, but your spirit cannot be seen.
你没有办法用手摸到他。
You cannot touch by your hand.
可是他真的存在的。
But the spirit really exists.
有很多东西都是看不见的，可是他真的存在的。
A lot of things is invisible, but they do exist.
电你看得见吗？
Can you see electricity?
没有电，这个灯怎么会亮呢？
Without electricity, how the lights can be on?
爱你看得见吗？
Can you see love?
没有爱，这个小孩子怎么会长得大呢？
Without love, how can the children be grown up?
灵魂是看不见的，难道没有灵魂吗？
Our spirits cannot be seen. So can you deny there's no spirit?
神对摩西说。
So God spoke to Moses.
他说我是自己就有的，而且是永远有的。
So God told Moses, I was...Before, here and now forever, I will exist forever.
这个非常重要。
This is very important.
这是我们对神应当有的第一个观念。
So the first concept we have got should be God is spirit.
物质的东西是都会毁坏的。
All the physical existence will be diminished one day.
可是神是不会毁坏的。
But God will never be gone.
神不会苍老的。
God will never get old.
神不会死的。
God will never die.
神是灵，他是永远存在的。
God is spirit. He will exist to eternity.
圣经里面讲到神的眼目看顾我们。
In the Bible, it tells us that God look at all of us.
神有一个大能的膀臂。
God has a mighty arm.
神有一个慈爱的心肠。
He has a kind heart.
那个都是比喻的讲法，并不是说神真有一个身体。
That is just a description. Doesn't mean that God really have a body like us.
耶稣基督到世上来的时候有一个人的身体。
But when Jesus came to the world, he has a physical body.
他那是一个非常特别的时期。
That was a very critical moment.
我们知道从永远到永远，神是个灵。
So we have to know that from eternity to eternity, God is spirit.
我们在敬拜神的时候
，We will worship God.
要用我们的心灵和诚实来。
We need to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
在中国人的观念里面，那些神像根本就不是神。
In Chinese philosophy, those statues,
圣经上讲的那些是偶像。
We say those are idols.
偶像跟真神绝对不能够
Idols are totally different from the true God.
偶像是金的银的。
Idols can be gold or copper or silver.
是人的手创造的。
It was made by man's hand.
有口不能言。
They have mouth, they could not speak.
有眼不能看。
They have eyes, they cannot see.
有耳不能听。
They have ears, but cannot hear.
鼻子里没有气。
There's no breath in their nose.
他的手不能摸。
And the hands cannot touch.
他的脚不会跑。
And the feet cannot run.
失火的时候，庙里那些神像都要人把它抬出来。
When the temple's on fire, all these idols had to move by people.
圣经上告诉我们不要把偶像放在心里。
So in the Bible, it reminds us, do not put your idols in your mind.
他不能够降祸，他也不能够赐福。
Because the idols cannot curse on you either. They cannot.
唯有耶和华是真神，是活神，是永远的王。
Only the Jehovah is the true God, the forever living God.
大家记住，神不是被创造的。
First, we have to remember, God is not was not created.
他是创造一切的。
He creates everything.
一个被创造出来的东西绝对不是神。
Something has been created is definitely not God.
有一天晚上，我看见我的邻居在草地上看一个东西。
One night, I saw my neighbor was looking something they have in their lawn.
我很好奇，过去看一看。
So I asked him.
原来他们买了一个很大的一个望远镜。
Oh, I found that they bought a big telescope.
他们在看天上的星。
They were observing the stars in the sky.
我们住在城市里惯的人呢，很少看见天上有星啊。
For those who were lived in the city, usually we couldn't see the stars very clearly.
人的肉眼，假如你的视力好，你大概在一个很晴朗的晚上，可以看见2000颗的发光的星。
If you have good naked eyes in a clear sky at night, you probably can see 2,000 stars.
可是天文学家不是说2000颗。
According to the astrologists, they say it's not more than just 2,000.
他们说有多少颗星呢？
You know how many stars they said?
大家注意听哦。
Listen carefully.
他说 不是两千颗，是两千亿颗。
Wow, that's more than 2 billion. 20 billion.
这个到底是多少？我也搞不清。
20 billion stars.
现在世界上的人口大概六七十亿。
Right now we have about 6-7 billion people in the world.
假如每一个人平均分配天上的星
If we can equally share the stars above
每一个人可以分到三十个太阳
Each one of us can share 30 suns
你想神有多大
So try to imagine how great is our God
他能够创造这么大的宇宙。
He can create such a huge universe.
我们服侍神是多么光荣。
So when we serve God, it's such a glory, an honor.
将来神要给我们赏赐有多大
one day God will give us a blessing and give us an honor. How great that will be.
我们为主的缘故给人一杯凉水，圣经上说不能不得赏赐。
So in the Bible said, when we give someone a bottle of water, you cannot.So such an honor for those who are serving today.
将来有多大的赏赐
What a great honor we will receive one day from God.
主耶稣曾经称赞一个穷寡妇的奉献
Do you remember that Jesus praised a poor widow in the Bible?
她奉献了两个小钱
She only gave 2 small tokens.
我们现在就是差不多两个 dime.
Maybe just 2 dimes today.
她奉献了
She donated the 2 dimes.
有人做了一个很有趣的统计。
Someone gave a very interesting statistics.
他说，假如把那两个他奉献的小钱存在当年的耶路撒冷第一国家银行
，If the widow invested her 2 little dimes in the National Jerusalem First Jerusalem Bank at that time,
interest rate 是4%。
If the interest rate is 4%, 利息4%。
到现在有多少钱了
？You know how much she will have it today?
大家注意听啊
！Listen carefully.
那两个小钱现在已经变成48 trillion billion dollars.
Now becomes 48 trillion dollars. Trillion billion dollars.
到底四十八个 trillion billion dollars 是多少？
How much is 48 trillion billion dollars?
Billion, billion 就是后边有九个零。
There are 9 zeros for trillion, billion.
Trillion 就是后边有12个零。
So if it's a trillion, that's 12 zeros.
那两个小钱现在已经变成48个后边有21个零。
That becomes 48, and then 21 zeros follow the 28.
我们今天服侍神，神将来要给我们多大的赏赐
？So see how what a blessing God will give us one day.
有人说大概神都要破产了。
Someone say God probably will go broke.
他不会破产的。
He will never be broke.
他很慷慨的就给你30个太阳。
He will generously give you 30 suns.
神是这样一位伟大的神。
So our God is such a great God.
他创造这一切。
He created everything.
人是他最后所创造的。
You know, our human being is the last thing he created.
他最爱的就是人。
But he loves us the most.
昨天晚上我讲到神最伤心的也是因为人。
You know, I mentioned last night, those things that make him...feels the sad. Most sad it is also our human beings.
可是他的爱还是继续。
But his love continues.
他希望我们虽然不好，将来有一个好结果。
He even though we're not good right now, but he wants to have one day we have a good future.
神掌管着一切的事情。
God controls everything.
圣经上讲到耶和华在天上立定宝座，他的权柄统管万有。
And the Bible says, God set his throne above, and he controls everything.
我们读过这个以赛亚的故事。
We all read the story about Isaiah.
在西元以前800年，现在2800年以前，他看见神高高的坐在宝座上。
Isaiah saw God 800 years BC and 2800 years from now, he saw God sitting on the throne.
神坐在高高的宝座。
So God was sitting the throne high above.
主耶稣的门徒约翰差不多一百， 西元一百年的时候，他也看见神坐在高高的宝座上。
And John, also John the disciple, also seen God 100 years, AD.
AD. 这两个人同样的看见神高高的坐在宝座上。
So both John and Isaiah, they have witnessed God was sitting on the throne.
中间差不多是有900年。
There were 900 years between.
900年过去了。
After 900 years,
多少世代的人都过去了。
You know how many generations in the world have already passed away?
AG 巴比伦过去了。
Egypt. Babylon. Babylon.
波斯希腊过去了。
Persia, Greece, they all pass away.
唐宋元明清都过去了。
Wow, the Chinese dynasty, 唐宋元明清 all passed.
神永远坐在宝座。
But God's still sitting on the throne.
这就是神。
That is God.
第一个字。
The first word, spirit.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
第二个字。
Second word.
约翰一书第一章第五节。
It's on the 1 John 1:5.
神是光。
God is light.
这是第二个字，要请你记在脑子里。
That's the second word I would like you to remember in your brain.
灵是看不见的。
You cannot see the spirit.
可是神为了让我们认识他，他也是光。
But in order to let us know him, God is also light.
这是什么光?
What kind of light is this?
这不是电光光, 也不是日光, 星光。
This is not sunlight or moonlight.
这是一种特别的光。
This is a special light.
在约翰福音第八章里面, 耶稣说, I am the light of the world. 我是世界的光。
In the chapter 8, John chapter 8 says, I'm the light of the world.
在他讲那句话的前面发生了一个小故事。
There was a story just occurred before he said this.
一群大男人抓着一个女人带到耶稣面前去。
There was a bunch of men caught a woman and they brought the woman in front to Jesus.
那个女人低着头，很不好意思。
The woman bowed her head and was very embarrassed.
他们对耶稣说，这个女人是正在犯淫乱罪的时候被我们抓到的。
So that they told Jesus this lady was caught just in the middle of the adultery.
你说要怎么办?
So what are you going to do with her?
他们故意要为难耶稣。
They want to make, they just want to make Jesus feel embarrassed.
他们一直这样问。
So they kept asking.
耶稣就对他们讲。
And Jesus told them.
你们中间,
Anyone among you.
哪一个人是没有罪的?
If you have never sinned,
就可以用石头打他。
Those who never sinned can throw the first stone.
耶稣讲的话让这些人反省自己。
Jesus reminded them to review themselves.
那个女人实在是犯罪了。
Yes, the woman was indeed a
sin. 可是我要问你们, 你们中间哪一个人是没有罪的?
But may I ask you, any one of you have never sinned?
也许你没有犯淫乱的罪。
Maybe you didn't commit
你有没有犯骄傲的罪?
How about the pride?
你有没有犯贪财的罪?
How about the love of money?
没有一个人没有罪。
Nobody has ever, never makes any sin.
后来他们就一个一个都走了。
So one after another, they left.
耶稣就问那个女人, 没有人定你的罪吗?
Jesus then asked the woman, saying, now nobody's, you know, say you are in a sin.
我也不定你的罪,
so
你,
I will not
你,
condemn you
你,
to.
你走吧, 可是从今以后再不要犯罪了。
But please, no more.
耶稣讲的话就是 light.
So whatever Jesus said is light, 就是光。
光是什么呢? 就是能够把东西显明出来的就是光。
So what is light? Light is something that can reveal something clear. And obvious. The light in the world can only shine on a certain part.
在后, shadow, 有个影子,
There's always shadow underneath which you cannot see.
所有的光都是这样,
All the lights is the same.
可是神是另外一种的光,
but God is a different light.
当那个, 逼迫基督徒的扫罗去杀害基督徒的时候，神向他显现，四面的光都照他。哎呦，这个光太奇怪了，四面都照他，他没有地方躲的。
Remember Saul, he was prosecuting He was persecuting other Christians. And on the way to Damascus, he saw the light all surrounding him. He was surprised, what kind of light is this?
神就是这样的光。
And God is such a light.
我们在神面前没有办法隐藏。
So we cannot hide ourselves. We cannot hide anything in front of God.
耶稣说，我就是世界上的光，跟随我的可以不要在黑暗里。
So Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Those who follow me were never in darkness.
神是灵，是看不见的。
God is spirit, which you cannot see.
是永远存在的。
But he exists to eternity.
神也是光。
But God is also light.
他要照亮我们的本相。
He wants to shine the true nature of ourselves.
让我们知道他是多么宝贵。
And let us to know, see how precious he is.
神借着宇宙让我们认识他。
God revealed himself through the universe.
神借着圣经让我们认识他。
God revealed himself through the Bible.
每一个人信主都是因为神的这样光照了他。
Most of everybody knows the Lord, knows God through this, because he's a light.
今天神的光也在照亮你。
Today, God's light is also shining upon you.
你不要躲起来。
Please, don't hide yourself.
神照亮你，神是要拯救你。
God wants to shine upon you because he wants to save you.
我讲第三个字。
Let me tell you the third word.
这圣经里面两个地方讲到 God is love. 神就是爱。
God is love. We can see in these two scriptures.
最有名的一节圣经，约翰福音三章十节，16节就讲到神爱世上的人。
The most famous Bible verse, John 3:16, God so loved the world.
他怎么显明他爱世上的人？
So how can he reveal himself that he loved the world?
他甚至爱我们爱到一个地步，把他独生的儿子赐给我们。
He loved to love us so much that he gave his only begotten son.
你有儿子吗？
Do you have a son?
你舍得把你的儿子给别人吗？
Are you dare enough to give your only son to others?
神就是这样。
God is like this.
让耶稣基督到世界上来，为了救我们，受了千辛万苦。
God let his only begotten son Jesus come to the world and suffer so much.
要叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So those who believe in him will not perish, but have eternity.
圣经上讲到神古代的时候，把一些人从埃及救出来。
Remember the story that God saved those people from Egypt.
把一些人从巴比伦救出来。
He led those people from Babylon.
今天神要照样的把我们从罪恶里救出来。
Today, in the same way, God wants to save you out of sin.
从魔鬼的权势爪牙底下救出来。
To save us from the devil's regime.
我们不能救自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
我们真的没有办法。
We have no way to save ourselves.
耶稣来救我们。
But Jesus came to the world to save you and me.
我们得救不是靠着金子银子这些东西。
We were saved not because we have rich gold or silver.
我们是靠着耶稣基督的宝血。
But through Jesus' precious blood.
神真的爱我们。
God really loves us.
我有一次在读圣经的时候，我读到几个字很感动。
One day, I was reading the Bible. I was deeply touched by the words in the Bible verse.
英文这几个字啊，就是叫 moved with compassion. 中文就叫做动了慈心。
In English, it's moved with compassion.
Compassion. 主耶稣讲过这样一件事。
Jesus mentioned this.
有一个强盗在野外旅行的时候被不是一个强盗，有一个人旅行的时候被强盗抓了。
There was a person who was traveling and was caught by the burglar, robbers.
Robert, 把他打得半死，把他东西都拿走了。
He was almost beaten to death and robbed everything he had.
有人看见他不管他。
So somebody passed away and neglect him.
后来有一个人看见他就可怜他。
And there's one person passed, and they have mercy on this person,
圣经上
woman person.
圣经上就出现了这几个字。
So there was a few words appear on the Bible.
那个人看见这个被强盗害的人，就动了慈心。
This person was moved with compassion when he saw this wounded person.
他就救了他。
So he saved him.
还有耶稣讲过另外一件事。
Jesus also mentioned another story.
有一个人，
one day,
他不爱父亲。
He doesn't like his father.
他只要父亲的财产。
He only wants his father's money.
父亲还没有死，他就要财产。
Even though the father hasn't died, but he wants his father's money.
他把他的财产全部都卖了，到很远的地方去。
So he sold all his estate and went far away.
今天很多年轻人不是翅膀一硬就要到很远的地方去吗？
Today, same. When the young people grown up, they want to go far away.
这个浪子在外面花了好多好多的钱。
So the son just spent all this money.
后来穷了。
Then he got poor.
生活都维持不下去了。
He couldn't even make a living.
他后来去替人家放猪啊。
You know, he just went to help out to feed the pigs.
他想要吃猪所吃的东西都没有人给他呀。
He even wanted to eat the pig's food, but nobody wanted to give
him. 他后来就想，我还是回家比较好。
Then he said, maybe I should go home.
我父亲家里有很多佣人呢、啊。
There are a lot of servants in my father's house.
我难道在外面饿死吗
？Am I going to starve to death outside?
他就开始回家了。
So he started the journey to go back home.
这就是圣经里有名的浪子回头的故事。
This is the most famous story in the Bible.
圣经上讲到
the prodigal son.
他出去的时候跟他回来的时候很不一样啊。
The Bible mentioned there was a big difference before he left home and when he came home.
他回家的时候好像一个乞丐。
When he came home, he looked like a beggar.
鞋子都没有。
Even without shoes.
可是圣经上讲到，他回家的时候离家还很远，他爸爸已经看见他了。
But when he was still far away from his house, his father already saw him coming back.
他大概每天都在那儿等他了。
The father is probably looking forward that his son, the prodigal son,
coming back every day. 他儿子无论变成什么样子，他永远认识的。
No matter how, what he has changed, the father will still remember what he looks like.
圣经上讲的那个父亲，老父亲看见他就动了慈心啊。
In the Bible said the kind father, elderly father, was moved with compassion when he saw his son.
抱住他，给他亲嘴啊。
He kissed him, surround his arms.
完全接纳他回来。
Completely accept this prodigal son.
圣经上也讲到有两个瞎眼的人。
There's also the two blind men in the Bible.
他们听说耶稣从那里经过。
When they heard that Jesus going to pass,
他们就大声的喊呐。
They shouted,
耶稣啊，可怜我们吧。
Jesus, have mercy on us.
瞎眼的人多可怜呐。
You know how poor the blind men were.
圣经上讲到耶稣看见他们。就动了慈心。
Jesus saw them, the blind man, he was moved with compassion.
医治了他们。
They healed him, he healed them.
这是第三次讲到动了慈心。
This is the third time the Bible mentioned about moved with compassion.
还有一个地方。
Another instance.
耶稣讲有一个佣人欠了他主人很多钱。
There was a servant who owed a lot of money to his master.
中文圣经说他欠了1,000,000 银子。
Okay, in the Chinese Bible says he owed his master 10 million silver.
这个1,000,000银子我都还搞不太清楚是多少。
I couldn't figure out how much is 1,000.
这反正是多的不得了。
Anyway, it's beyond measure.
我也不晓得他怎么会欠这么多。
I don't know how he owed so much money to his
master. 大概他常常去 Las Vegas.
Probably he'd been to Las Vegas all the time.
他主人发现了。
So the master discovered.
跟他算账了。
And then he said, starting to counting all the debts.
你是不是欠了这么多？
Do you owe me so much money?
你要还给我。
Now, pay me back.
他说我没有办法还呢。
I have nothing to pay you back.
这样子好了，把你卖掉，把你的太太也卖掉，儿子女儿全部都卖掉，还我。
Okay, now we have a solution. Sell everything, including you, your wife, your children.
他说哎呀主人啊请你原谅我将来都要还清他不可能还清的他。
Master have mercy on me, one day I'll pay you back, but there's no way he will pay him.
那个主人就跟他讲、
So the master said,
那个主人就动了慈心。
And this pastor was moved with compassion.
完全原谅他。
Totally forgive the servant.
这个人得到的比我讲那个500万还多呢。
The servant got more.The $5 million that
I
mentioned. There's another story.
我一共找到五个。
I found 5 stories in the Bible.
最后一个就是讲到一个长大麻风的病人。
There was another one with
leprosy.
Leprosy.
哦，这个大麻风的病人是很可怕的。
You know, this is terrible to see a person with leprosy.
我曾经看见过这样的人。
I've seen a person like this.
这是很严重的皮肤病。
This is a very severe skin disease.
鼻子烂掉了，只有一个洞。
The nose got rotten, and there's only a hole.
耳朵整个没有了。
There were no ears.
手一伸出来，少了3个指头。
Only Three fingers missing.
他身上都是那个皮肤啊，就是红的、白的、烂的，一塌糊涂。
It was red and white. It's all rotten skin.
这个可怜的病人求耶稣可怜他。
This patient, this person with leprosy, beg Jesus earnestly.
圣经上讲的，耶稣看见他。To move with compassion.
In the Bible, mentioned Jesus. When Jesus saw this person, he was moved with compassion.
他动了慈心。
He was moved with compassion.
圣经里面讲的这许多例子，都是讲到神对我们人的爱。
All these stories stated in the Bible which reveal the love of God.
我们很多人都像那个被强盗害的人呢。
We all like the person who were beaten to death.
魔鬼就是那个强盗把我们打得半死。
Devil is the robber who beat us to death.
没有人愿意关心我们。
Nobody cared for us.
耶稣看见我们就救了我们。
But Jesus, when Jesus saw us, Jesus had moved.
我们都像那个浪子回头的那个人一样。
We all like a prodigal son.
好羞辱啊。
We were so ashamed of ourselves.
可是他看见我们，他还收纳了我们。
But when he sees us, he accepted us.
我们都像那个瞎眼的病人。
We were all like the blind man.
我们看不见。
We couldn't see anything.
我们只能够看见今生的眼前的东西，要稍微远一点，永恒的事情我们完全看不见。
We can only see what is the surrounding us. We couldn't see the far future.
我们从来没有为我们的灵魂打算过。
We never fight for our spirit.Our souls.
哎呀，我们就像那个欠债的佣人一样，我们欠神欠的太多了，永远还不清了。
We also like the servant who is in deep debt with our master. We can never pay him back.
我们都像那个大麻风的病人一样。
We also like the person who had leprosy.
我们在神面前是多么丑陋啊
！We were so ugly in front of God.
我们怎么样用水洗、肥皂洗，都洗不干净我们的罪。
How can we clean ourselves with soap and water?
可是耶稣没有丢弃我们。
But God never deserted us.
耶稣还是抱着我们。
He still embraces us, hold us.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他要把我们洗干净。
He wants to cleanse ourselves completely.
他要把我们的罪完全洗干净。
He will cleanse our sins completely.
好像我们从来没有犯过罪一样。
Just like we have never sinned.
怎么能够想象呢？
How can you imagine?
假如你得到一个 speeding ticket.
If you got a speeding ticket, 如果你吃了一张超速的罚单，
你过十年去，那个 record 还在那里。
Even 10 years past, the record still there.
我们得罪了神这么多，所有的这个记录完全都洗干净。
Whatever we have sinned against God, the record would be completely deleted.
圣经上讲到 justice by faith, 因信称义。什么叫称义啊？
What is called the righteous?因信称义
righteous
by faith.
This by faith. 这个因信称义，这个称义是什么意思？
So what is righteousness?
就是说称义，就是把你当作是 righteous.
That means you are considered to be the righteous.
你本来是 sinful.
You are sinful. 你本来是有罪的。
把你当作是没有罪的。
But you are considered.
还不单单是这样。
Not only this,
把你所有的罪的记录完全洗干净。
All your sinful record will be washed away.
我好喜欢那句话。
I love this sentence.
Forgive is forget.
Forgive is to forget. 就是您原谅了就忘记了。
原谅了就是完全忘记了。
When you've forgiven,You are totally be forgotten.
有些事我们原谅别人已经很难了。
Sometimes it's very hard to forgive a person.
要忘记了更难了。
It's even harder to forget.
神是完全原谅，完全忘记。
But God totally forgives us and forgot us.
称义就是说你犯了这么多罪，他完全赦免了，而且完全都不再纪念了。
So to be called righteous, that means he totally forgave our sin. He will never remember.
而且不止如此。
Not only this.
他还把一切义人所享有的权利完全都给我。
And he even gave all the rights of the righteous to let us enjoy.
这是多么大的恩典。
This is such a great blessing and honor.
我们为神做了这么一点小事情，他还要给我们这么大的赏赐。
We only even give a cup of water, but God would just
give us
such a blessing.
本来应该是在地狱里受痛苦的。
We should suffer in the hell.
神完全救了我们。
God saved us completely.
而且让我们地位升高了，成为神的儿子。
And he lifted us up. to be called the Son of God.
我们在座有没有人有自卑感的？
Any one of us here feel the sense of inferiority?
哎呀，我没有别人好。
Oh, I'm not good as other people.
假如你真知道神的恩典，神把你的自卑感都拿掉。
You know, if you really know the grace of God, God will remove all your shame.
我是神的儿子。
I'm the son of God.
I am the son of the Almighty God.
我是那独一真神的孩子。
我还想不到有一个更高的地位。
I can't even think about any position that's higher than this.
我本来是一个很有自卑感的人。
I was a person for, with inferiority.
我感谢神。
I thank God.
神把我的那些都拿掉。
God removed everything.
感谢神。
Thank God.
神很爱我们。
God really loves us.
救主的心里面满心都是爱。
You know, in the Savior's heart, he's full of compassion and love.
他在科西玛尼园里面为我们流泪。
He cried in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他在十字架上为我们流血。
He shed his blood on the cross.
他不但是让我们知道我们有罪，他愿意赦免我们的罪。这就是福音啊。
He not only let us know that we are sinned, but also forgive our sin. That is called the gospel.
已经三个字了。
It's already three words.
不要看这个记不记住啊。
Without remember the.
第一个字是什么
？What is the first word? Spirit.
Spirit 灵。第二个。
Number two.
Light.
Light 谁是光？
第三个。
Love. God is love.
好，还有第四个。
Number four.
这个第四个我不太喜欢讲。
I don't like to mention the number four.
可是它也在这个圣经里。
But it's in the Bible. Tip.
我不能够接受一部分，拒绝一部分。
I cannot accept partially.
我必须要讲全本的圣经。
I need to say that to introduce you the whole Bible.
这第四个字是什么呢
？What is the fourth word?
Fire.
Fire 是火。
很多人知道神是爱，可是很少人知道神是火。
A lot of people know God is love, but not too many people know God is fire.
讲到神是爱，是讲到神爱我们，神要救我们。
When we mention that God is love, that means God wants to save us. He loves us.
讲到神是火，是讲到神是公义的。假如我们不肯离开罪恶，要受到公义的审判。
When we mention God is fire, that means God is righteous. If we don't want to leave our sin, then we will be judged by the fire.
神很恨恶罪恶。
God hates sin.
神从来不跟罪恶妥协。
God never negotiates with.
神从来不以有罪的为无罪。
God will never think that the sin considered no sin.
假如我们选择永远跟罪在一块儿，我们就要得到罪所得到的结局。
If we always stay in the world of sin, then we will be judged and face the consequences.
圣经上讲到将来的审判。
In the Bible, it mentioned about the future judgment.
我想到至少有三个审判。
I can think three judgments at least.
当主耶稣来的时候
When Jesus comes,
我们被提到空中
We will live up to heaven.
我们所有的基督徒在那里
All Christians will be there.
有一个审判
There will be one judgment.
那个审判不是说要审判我们得救灭亡了
Okay, that judgment is not going to consider whether you're saved or not.
是审判我们服侍神有多多做了多少，有多大的赏赐
？That judgment is depending, is going to give you the prize or honor depending how much you have served him in the world.
过了那个七年的灾难以后
，After the seven-year disaster,
我们要和耶稣基督一同来到这个世界上。
We will come down with Jesus Christ to the world.
在那个 millennium, 就是千年国度、千禧年开始的时候，有一个审判。
In the beginning of the millennium, there will be another judgment.
那是审判当时还活在世上的人。
That's a judgment to judge those people still alive.
那就是马太福音二十五章里面讲到绵羊山羊的审判。
That is a judgment that's written in Bible in the Matthew chapter 25.
过了那个一千
the sheep.
过了那个一千年以后，千年国的结束的时候，还有一个最后的大审判。
After the millennium, there's another, the final, the biggest judgment.
圣经上称它为白色的大宝座的审判。
In the Bible, it's called the judgment of the white throne.
所有死了的人。
All those people who passed away.
从亚当夏娃那个时候开始。
From the beginning of Adam and Eve.
你想有多少人
？Can you imagine how many people would be?
现在活着的有六七十亿。
Now there are 60-70 billion people.
你知道吗？这个世界上 已经死过死的人比活的人多得多多得多多得多。
Then there are more people have passed away than the people who live right now.
所有死了的人都要复活。
All those people who were dead will one day resurrect.
Millions of trillions of people 要最后一个大审判。
There are millions and billions of people who are facing the final judgment.
圣经上讲到有一个硫磺的火湖。
There will be a sulfur.
Lake of fire.
Lake of fire.
不是 Lake of Forest.
Not Lake Forest.
Lake of fire.
Lake of fire. 火湖。
那是一个很可怕的地方。
That's a horrible place.
假如我们选择不要离开罪恶，不要相信耶稣，不要他拯救我，那就是人最后的结局。
If we decide we do not want to depart from sin,We do want to accept Jesus' salvation. Then that's the final consequences.
这四个字请大家记在心里。
Please remember these four words.
人生很快就要过去。
Life is short. It will pass away quickly.
有人用很简单的几个字形容我们的一生。
There's a person who uses very simple words to describe the life of a person.
一岁的时候。
When you're 1 year old,
你出来亮相。
You come up to show your face.
十岁的时候。
When you're 10 years old,
功课至上。
Your academics number one.
二十岁的时候。
When you're 20,
春心荡漾。
Your move to date somebody.
三十岁的时候。
30 years old,
职场对抗。
You're fighting your career.
四十岁的时候
40 years old,
开始发胖
You're starting getting bigger
五十岁的时候
50 years old,
老当益壮
50 or 60 You're old but you're still strong
六十岁的时候
60 years old,
打打麻将
You play mahjong
七十岁的时候
70 years old,
常常健忘
You're become very forgetful
八十岁的时候
Okay, you're now you're 80
摇摇晃晃
You're shaking.
九十岁的时候
When you're 90,
迷失方向
You lost your direction.
一百岁的时候
When you're 100 years old,
挂在墙上
Your picture will be hanging on the wall.
到底我们这一生什么东西最重要？
So what is the most important thing in our life? Indeed.
是最不可缺少的。
It's the most essential one.
哦，你看我们人生追求的是什么？
Look at what we're looking after in our lives.
要追求有好的学识，好的地位。
We're pursuing the position and the best academic.
这都是很重要的。
Of course, these are all important.
我们要健康，要美丽。
We want beauty, we want health.
我们要财富，要享乐。
We want riches to enjoy.
你和我比，我和你比。
You compare with me, I compare with you.
其实人生是很短的。
Actually, life is very short.
昨天我讲到这个时间快得很过去了。
Last time I mentioned, life flies fast.
你小的时候觉得那么重要的事情，现在还那么重要吗？
When you're young, you thought something was very important to you. Do you think that that's still important to you nowadays?
你到了六十岁
，When you're 60 years old,
你的学位还是那么重要吗
？Do you think whatever you have, your academic achievement, still important to you?
When you are 60?
When you're 60.
到了你六十岁的时候，有学位没学位都差不多。
It doesn't matter.How much you achieve academically when you're 60?
到你七十岁的时候
，When you're 70,
你美丽不美丽也差不多。
It doesn't matter whether you're beautiful or not.
有什么人说你这个七十岁的老美人呢
？Who will praise you a 70-year-old beauty?
到了八十岁，你有多少钱呢
？How when you're 80,
也差不多。
It doesn't matter how wealthy you are.
其实钱呢，就是够用就好。
Actually.Money just good enough to spend.
到了九十岁啊
When you're 90,
你是男人女人也都差不多
It doesn't matter whether you are man or woman.
到了一百岁啊
When you're 100 years old,
你睡觉和不睡觉也差不多。
Whether you sleep or not sleep, it's not different.
我讲的都是真实话。
I'm telling you the truth.
时间很快的过去。
Time really flies fast.
尽管是如此。
Even though.
一个人信主和不信主，真是差的太多了。
Whether a person trusts in the Lord.Believe in the Lord or not believe in the Lord is a big difference.
完全在乎你的意念之间。
It's all totally depend on your concept.
悔改就是把你的心转向神。
When you repent, that means you turn your mind toward God.
把你本来向神紧闭的心打开来。
That means you open your heart that's been closed for.
信主和不信主是差的很多。
Believing or not believing God makes a huge difference.
一把枪，枪膛只有一尺长。
Okay, the length of a gun is only one foot.
可是它对的方向将来差得很远。
But the direction that a gun is toward to is makes a big difference.
你的心向着什么？
Is your heart toward God now?
你愿意接受这一位神吗？
Would you like to accept this God?
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
Margaret, would you please lead us to pray in English?
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you give us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and give us.The wonderful Bible, the most precious Bible, to reveal yourself that you are spirit, you are light, you are love, you are also consuming fire. Lord, we thank you so much through Reverend Chan's message in the last 2 days. You remind us that we are deeply loved by you, only you, the one and true God in the universe. Lord, help us.That we will change our mind inside out. We will totally change our direction, the life of our direction toward you that will please you, which will have eternal value. Thank you again. Lord, we just ask your Holy Spirit freely move among our congregation today, especially touch those who do not believe in you yet.That they will enjoy the eternal life one day with you in heaven. Thank you again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
亲爱的天父，感谢你在这里有主耶稣基督的教会，是你用宝血的重价所买回来的人。这一群人在整个的地区这么多人中间是何等宝贵的一群，求你日夜的保护他们，保护他们每一个家，让他们信主的心越来越真，越来越坚定。让他们爱你，让他们尽所有的机会能够侍奉你。神啊，神啊，恩待张牧师师母，哦，让他们在年纪大的时候仍然多结果子，而且结永远长存的果子。谢谢主。让你的教会在这里像荣耀的灯台，为主耶稣发光，一直到永永远远。奉主耶稣的圣名，
阿门，
阿门。谢谢你们对我们的接待，谢谢，多谢 ，Thank you。
谢谢。